When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, a happy Monday, the October the 7th. Today, we got Monday Night Football in action. The Saints at Kansas City trying to knock off the Chiefs from Undefeatedsville. They've been 4-0 this season, and I know woulda, coulda, shoulda. The Saints could have as well.
Yeah, it's not an impressive 4-0. I hate to say it. I hate to be the one to say it, but some of these numbers, they just don't jump off the page. Now, the Chiefs, and this is something that we've heard from a bunch of reporters, they're a winning team.
Right.
When you get down into the clutch moments, and this is something the Saints have struggled with at times this year, they find a way to win. And that's part of the reason why. You've won 4 straight one-possession games.
Prove
it. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people are taking the Saints to cover because it's like a 5.5-point spread up in Arrowhead. But that's part of the reason why. The Saints and Chiefs, a lot of people are expecting them to play a close game. But can the Saints be the one to finally pick up a close win? Their 2 wins are by blowout fashion. They didn't even have to worry about it. When you got into a tight game with Atlanta and when you got into a tight game with Philadelphia, you fell a little bit short. Now, those are 2 different games, so we're moving on to week 5. You're trying to end this losing skid. But if you get into a close game, it feels like Kansas City always has the edge no matter who they're playing when it's like a 1 score in the fourth quarter.
Well, you know, you also got the edge also with the referees, too. So the Saints got to be extra perfect this evening, if that's possible.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Some things that jump off the page with, you know, the Chiefs is that their offense, and this is something that we kind of talked about in the first hour, their offense is middle of the pack in a lot of different categories. But one thing that they're not middle of the pack in, they're actually bottom of the pack in, and this could be a huge key for this game, is the turnover differential.
Right.
As we kind of mentioned, the
Very
Saints
surprising.
Early on +3, which ranks 4th in the NFL. The Chiefs -4, 29th. That is a gigantic ocean-sized gap. So if you can – and Pat Mahomes hasn't taken care of the ball this year. I know everyone, like, lambasts people like Josh Allen, right, for his turnovers. Pat Mahomes has been very mediocre as far as turning the ball over this year. He's 6 touchdowns to 5 interceptions right now.
Right.
If you can force some turnovers, get yourself some extra possessions, that's how you kind of get this game close. And then once you get to the end, you got to make sure you close it out.
You look at a big problem, too, for this Kansas City team. Obviously, they've been decimated at the wide receiver position
Yes.
due to injury, but also even their running back situation's a mess.
Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco's out, and he's going to be out for basically, I think, the next 6 weeks at this point. So that is a huge piece for their offense.
There was hope that they'd get Clyde Edwards-Helaire back this week, but that's not the case.
And then you mentioned their wide receiver room. They've been without Hollywood Brown for the
right.
entire season, but also Rashee Rice, who got injured against the Chargers because Pat Mahomes fell into him.
That's like, a terrible scenario.
He took out his own wide receiver one, which is super unlucky, but it's something that the Saints, now you don't have to deal with a stud receiver for the Chiefs, and you're not dealing with their top running back. You're looking at the Chiefs' weapons. I mean, you got Travis Kelce still there. And you have, you know, Xavier Worthy, the rookie speedster. But outside of that, who really kind of worries you with the Saints defense playing the way that it is?
Yeah, I'm not really quick to write off Travis Kelce as like some other folks
I'm not
have.
Necessarily either.
I know he's definitely, obviously, you get older, you start to decline a little bit. But I still think he's an elite tight end in this league. And obviously hasn't had the fast start a lot of people, especially fantasy
right.
football folks
oh, yeah.
may have liked. But he did kind of get going last week.
Yes, he did, with 7 catches against the Chargers. And I think that basically almost doubled his season total. The first 3 weeks were not kind to Travis Kelce, but he kind of got back on the horse, so to speak, in that week 4 victory, 17-10 over the Chargers. So, you know, you can't let him kind of gain confidence because people are saying that he's washed. I won't go that far. I think, you know, Jeff made a pretty good point when we interviewed him last hour about, you know, Travis Kelce, maybe they're saving him for a later run. They're already 4-0. There's no real reason to risk him, like, getting injured or anything like that when you already have all these injuries to your wide receiver core. So Travis Kelce's an interesting piece. You can't let him beat you, and you can't let Xavier Worthy beat you. Like, if Juju Smith-Schuster and Justin Watson are the guys beating you in the passing attack, I mean, that's a tough night. But those are the two weapons in the passing game for Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs right now that worry you, because they are without Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice.
Well, someone that's familiar with this atmosphere and setting tonight, Derek Carr, obviously spent a ton of years with the Raiders organization in Oakland and Las Vegas, so had two games a year against this Kansas City squad. So every year he was in Arrowhead, and he talked about the stadium, the atmosphere. Here's what Carr had to say this week about being back in KC.
Well, I've always said, like, it's one of my favorite environments. The crowd is unbelievable. You know, it just it feels like that college atmosphere, you know, just diehard fans, super loud, you know, one of, if not the loudest stadium I've ever played in. And, you know, and they have a really good football team. So it's a fun environment to play in, very tough to execute and win in. But again, one of my favorite places to play. They'll say all kinds of crazy stuff about your family and you and all that, and it's all a part of it, especially to me, since I played there so many times. There's one guy that always says a lot of stuff to me. but we've had fun over the years, but you know, for sure one of the toughest places to play.
You think that one guy that Derek Carr is talking about knows who he is and is proud of himself?
No, that's pretty crazy. I mean, I guess the trash talk is definitely potent, but I promised the folks that I would get the stats about Derek Carr against the Chiefs. They're not good.
Oh.
Let's be flat out with it. Specifically the record. The numbers aren't the worst. They're still not great. But he played, you know, a lot of games against good Chiefs teams when he was on bad Raiders teams. So you have to keep that in mind. But the record in 17 games in his career against the Chiefs, Derek Carr is 3-14. It's not great. Now, the numbers tell a little bit of a different story.
Sure.
As far as passing yards, this is all via StatMuse, by the way. He's upwards of 4,200 yards. It's actually 4,120 yards. And then he has 26 touchdowns to 17 interceptions in those 17 games.
Okay.
A passer rating of 83. So it's not the worst in the world. The one thing is that, you know, the Chiefs have been really solid for a long time now. Like, they were even good before the Mahomes days when Alex Smith was kind of leading them a little bit. But as far as his success rate when he was with the Raiders against the Chiefs, just has not really been there. Now, you know, it's a different team, of course, with the Saints, and it's a different team, obviously, now with what the Chiefs are missing and what they've added in that time as well. But it's just kind of providing a little bit of, I guess, backstory that Derek Carr against the Chiefs in his career has not really found that much success.
More on Carr on this Kansas City squad. He's talked about the Chiefs defense specifically.
Year after year, they create chaos. They create problems for the quarterback. The pressures, you have to have a pressure plan. You got to be ready for all the stuff Spags has in his system. I go back and I remember looking at stuff every year I've ever played him, you know, and just all the stuff that I know that he could potentially or possibly do. And, you know, so there's so much there. And he's, again, talking about an amazing person. I love him as a person. He knows that. But not this week. You know, he's definitely, for a quarterback, a challenge to go against, because he knows how to put his guys in good positions with their vision on the quarterback and things like that. So it's always a tough challenge, but it's always fun to go out and compete against the best. You know, they're the champs, and, you know, what opportunity for our team to go, you know, see what we got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The old, to be the best, you got to beat the best. That's the Saints tonight. They are going against the best.
It's really funny. I think I was looking this up when we were kind of previewing the Super Bowl this past year. Steve Spagnuolo, his career trajectory as far as being a DC has been so funny to follow because he's either absolutely terrible in a spot or fantastic. And obviously he's been –
it's been working in KC, right.
He was awful in New Orleans, but he's got it working and he's got it rolling in Kansas City. And as we mentioned as well, Steve, man, they got a superstar on that defensive line with Chris Jones, talking about, you know, how they can get after the quarterback. Chris Jones has 3 sacks, but the one thing, 19 quarterback pressures this year for the star interior defensive tackle.
Pressure breaks pipes, as they say, too.
And Deuce, kind of like as I mentioned, Deuce, when he was talking about Chris Jones and how he lines up on the defensive line, you know, he's not just a defensive tackle. They play a 4-3, but he can line up in different spots on the defensive line. He can even get put out on the edge. He's like, as Deuce has mentioned, he's kind of hunting the mismatch. He's going to look for where the weak link is on the offensive line or how they're kind of playing pass pro and how they're kind of setting up. And Chris Jones is going to hunt that and try and get after the quarterback. And, I mean, he's been excellent at doing it. He's the reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week. So he's been fantastic for them for a long time. And he's definitely kind of the guy that scares you on that defense the most. But they have other really good pieces, too. Like, they move on from L'Jarius Sneed in the offseason, who goes to Tennessee. But then they also have guys like Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis, guys that they used first-round picks on that have worked out and kind of hit. And Spagnuolo has been kind of the maestro of it all, so to speak.
You mentioned Chris Jones, obviously the biggest threat on that D. Derek Carr talked about identifying where this guy is lined up constantly an issue.
It's a challenge, you know, and Spags knows that. You know, he knows where to, you know, make it hard on the system or make it hard on your team or personnel or whatever. And, you know, when you have a player like that, you know, just like – you know, you think of how they move Micah Parsons around. We talked about that. You know, he plays everywhere. And how can you create challenges? This game's all about, you know, creating challenges for the other side. You know, how do we create a mismatch? How do we create an advantage for us? And when you have a guy like Chris, you know, you can move him on the front and, you know, do different things for not just in the pass game but in the run game. And, you know, the things he's able to do and create problems for an offense, it's a big challenge.
You heard Derek Carr there mention – a guy like Micah Parsons, who the Saints were able to neutralize in that game against Dallas. Hopefully they can do some of the same against Chris Jones today, but definitely a different beast here because just a guy that pretty much picks where he's going to line up after surveying the defense. He overlooks it and then lines up, you know, finding that matchup that he wants to go up against.
So here's the issue with the Micah Parsons thing, because what they did against Parsons, Parsons even talked about the game plan that they set up against the Cowboys defense was so excellent, they ran directly at him.
Right.
And they kind of, he described it as like he was caught in a maze, like he was stuck in a maze trying to figure out how to get to the quarterback. And so all credit in the world to the Saints coaching staff for that game plan. The issue with Chris Jones is he's, you know, a little bit of a different player, obviously. He's still a great pass rusher. And Jeff had mentioned that he's not, he doesn't want to stop the run. He is very capable against the run. And, you know, different Chiefs reporters have told us that, too. He is a complete defensive lineman. He will get after the passer when he needs to, but he'll also stop the run to kind of set up those, you know, obvious passing downs where he can get after the passer, which he obviously loves to do.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.